The I'm Not Sorry podcast is not suitable for children, work, in-laws, elderly parents, a few neighbors, questionable acquaintances, and easily embarrassed friends and family. We tell you now so you don't have to be sorry later. Listener discretion is advised.
Check, 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 motherfucker.
Check, 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 motherfucker.
And go.
Welcome to season 5, motherfucker!
We're not sorry for really anything we talk about on this show.
I think it's 2 in the pink, 1 in the stink.
This was created by a man. Who else would want to slap their meat on your face?
I give you a lot of material, but because
yes, you do.
I spread my sex life all over this podcast.
Oh, a study finds that men are viewed as more entitled to orgasms than women.
Oh my God, get over yourself.
It's 2022.
Come experience the richness and delight of a safe, warm touch in a judgment-free zone. That says I'll fuck you if you're fat, too.
I hope nobody has to use this mic after you. Do you walk fart?
Do you not walk fart?
Maybe it's since we had kids.
Yeah,
we have to laugh at
everything.
I licked it, so it's mine.
I never feel like
that. You can have it. If my kids are listening, you should have turned this off a long time ago.
And we're off.
Do you want me? Oh.
It's just getting ready.
We are going out with a bang.
Yeah, motherfuckers. Welcome to the season finale of season 5, Carrie, of the I'm Not Sorry podcast. I cannot actually believe season motherfucking 5. We've done almost 100 total episodes.
We should do a very special 100th episode.
let's record naked.
Let's fuck in the cedar closet.
Let's fuck in the cedar closet.
Finger bang in the cedar closet.
Bring it back to first one.
You know what? You just did the two fingers thing. I tell people, it's so funny. I tell people, I'm like, we started out this podcast to empower women and to teach them.
To stand up for themselves
and stop apologizing. And then within like, 3 minutes, you started talking about finger banging in the cedar closet. And it got dirty really fast.
That's awesome. But that's finger banging is really empowering. I mean, someone's got to do it.
Whether
might as well be you.
Whether it's yourself or your partner.
Was that like a Maybelline commercial or something?
Finger banging is for everyone.
Finger bang yourself or someone's got to do it.
I don't know if Maybelline ever adopted that little tagline.
Maybe she was born with it.
Maybe she was... Oh, Debbie.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Okay, so you're talking about, should we just get right into this?
Oh my God. Okay. Do it.
All right.
Get in there, girl.
So Lauren Beckham Falcone, she's on WROR and she posted this thing. Hi, Lauren. This thing about these commercials from way back when that are wildly inappropriate.
Wildly.
So I want to give Lauren a lot of credit for this because her comments about it were actually really very funny.
Seriously funny, yeah.
So wait, so we have to go to the first
one. Oh my God.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, baby.
Okay, so this commercial. So basically Lauren had these comments before the commercial, you know, she had the link for the commercial and she said, this is for Love's Baby Soft. I don't know what level 3 sex offender was in charge of this campaign, but my guess is his work bonus was a white van, duct tape and chloroform. This is so messed up. I need to go bleach my eyes. This is so fucked up. So you got to listen to this.
There's one person nobody can resist, and that's a baby. So Love made Baby Soft with the innocent scent of a cuddly, clean baby that grew up very sexy in foaming bath, body lotion, body powder, and body mist. So innocent, it may well be the sexiest fragrance around. Love's Baby Soft, because innocence is sexier than you think. For your baby at Christmas.
Is sexier than you think. First of all, what you guys are missing too, if you go search for this commercial, is that there's a blonde woman who is quite beautiful licking what looks like a rattle, but it's a cookie lollipop.
She's not even licking it. She's mouthing it.
Yeah, she's mouthing it. It's disgusting.
She puts her mouth over it and then she's not eating it. She's not chewing it. She just keeps mouthing it.
Like she's French kissing it.
Yeah, but right?
It's
not
like
even
it's so gross.
Tongue.
And they're
is
like,
she looking at?
And basically, the message is like, we all love the way babies smell. There's nothing quite like it. Your woman can smell like that. Like, what like, is happening?
And feel. It's not
and
just
feel.
About the smell. It's so.
Oh, loves
but
baby stuff.
I bought that stuff.
Oh my God. I didn't. I think it was like a little bit before my time,
probably,
but I was like,
because
I can smell
created
it.
It was in prison by the time you got there.
Yes. Oh, that is upsetting.
That's so fucked up.
So upsetting, but I do suggest you go look for it.
go look for the video.
Yeah,
because
it's very, it's eye opening.
So fucking creepy and also very
it's cringy.
Eye-opening.
It's very cringy.
All right. Should we go to the next one? Yeah. You want to do Nestea Plunge?
Oh my God.
The wetness.
The wetness,
and
baby.
Lauren, for this one, Lauren says, the best wet yet. I'm going to just leave this here.
My throat is like a desert. I'm as dry as I can be. Got a thirst as big as Texas.
Come on, taste the taste of wetness. Take the Nestea Plunge. Soak your thirst with Nestea Instant Tea.
Nestea, it's the best wet yet.
So taste the taste of wetness. Take the Nestea Plunge.
Nestea is real tea, 100% tea. No wonder it's America's biggest selling instant.
Oh my God, I love to hear that. In the end, oh my God. At least that one was funny.
People thinking?
Right? Who was their marketing team in the 70s?
I
was
know
like,
who it was.
Here's your wet. Here's,
was it the 70s
we're gonna make
or
it...
the 60s? You know who it was?
Who? Ron Jeremy. Draper. John Draper.
Not John Draper, his twin brother. John Draper.
John, whatever.
Oh, John.
I think that is hilarious. Who... The wetness. Oh my God.
Okay. All right, so this last one.
Oh my God.
So another one, you have to watch the video for this. This is for Maxwell House.
This is for Maxwell House. And our friend says, I'm hoping this husband falls off his stupid boat and is eaten slowly by a swarm of sharks.
The first beautiful weekend after we got married, I took my new bride sailing. Wife, I said, marriage is a democracy, but a sailboat isn't. Here, the captain gives orders to the crew. Me, captain, you, crew. First order, Maxwell House coffee. See, blue can, good to the last drop, Maxwell House. Smell it. That's the way coffee should smell. Now, taste it. Maxwell House. Never bitter, never stale, always good to the last drop. So on this ship, it's Maxwell House and nothing else, or somebody walks the plank. And if you'd be a good little Maxwell House wife and serve it at home, too, I'd be so grateful. Maxwell House Coffee from General Foods.
You serve it at home, you asshole.
Yeah, asshole. Okay, so when he's telling her, basically, if you do this, then... You'll be a good little wife. He's stroking her face and he's like standing above her.
Yes, the angle.
And she's looking up at him and he's like holding
it's
on
disgusting.
To her face. It reminds me of fucking 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh
like,
my God.
Subservient, you know, if you be a subservient, you make the coffee I want.
If not, I'm going to pull your braids and push you off the plank.
You're going to walk the plank.
You're going to eat my plank.
Okay.
That is upsetting a little.
That is.
But don't you know,
so glad we've evolved.
Oh my God, those days though, didn't that man's voice sound old? Do you know what I mean? Well, like old school.
Oh, totally.
Okay, little girl. Okay. Like he sounded like he's 75 and she was like 20.
Bad girl.
You've been a bad
she
girl.
Okay, another one, just you got to look it up. The Maxwell House boat.
Oh my
creepy
God.
Boat commercial.
Creepy boat. Me, captain.
You
wife. And Carrie,
there's the
title of our season motherfucking finale.
Me captain, you wife.
In caveman times.
Oh my God. There's so many other commercials. So if you should go check out this article
fantastic.
That Lauren from Bob and LBF in the morning, Lauren Beckham Falcone, she's awesome. And she is very, very funny. And thank you, Lauren, for providing some really good content
for
us.
Yes, we appreciate
podcast.
It for us to dissect and
Debbie,
judge.
There's something that you didn't notice.
What didn't I notice? Oh, your big fucking giant water bottle?
I got, speaking of totally, like, I saw this on, there's an article about it on Facebook. This is all the rage, these Stanley water bottles, these giant straws that you have to somehow get your mouth around.
I'm sure you've got good practice, Kay.
It's like 40 ounces, but it has a handle.
I got my handle for my big giant fucking water bottle.
You know what, Debbie? I don't spill it. Look. Fuck, it's still one on my nose. All right.
See, you got to learn how to suck, Carrie.
No. Again, as I said the other day, I don't even know what it was, but I was like, hello, pot.
Kettle black.
Kettle black.
Dylan said something when we were on the phone.
I think I know how to
I said
that.
Your feet are dirty.
Right. Okay. So.
Speaking of that, Carrie.
So it's Easter today.
We are recording on Easter.
Neither of us
celebrate.
Do you know what Easter is about?
Some resurrection of some sort. You know what? I don't care. I see is fucking pastel eggs.
Yeah.
And like kids wearing matching shit on Facebook that kind of makes me want to fucking vomit. But my favorite story, you guys must have seen this. I think this first happened in the UK with Aldi. There's a phallic shaped Easter bunny marshmallows. And like they're selling them as Easter bunny and they are dicks.
Like, yeah, they look like dicks. They're like, we can't even defend
them.
They
can't even defend it. They finally, I think, had to speak out publicly about it because it was like, I mean, look at those. And all the comments were so...
They're like, sorry, Aldi, this ain't a bunny.
Yeah, well, did the Today Show actually pick that up?
Yeah, the Today Show picked it up.
Okay, you know what's bad when the Today Show is picking up phallic dick-shaped supposed bunny ears? Like, how does that even work? Like, the face is very... Why the long face, bunny?
Oh my God. Somebody goes, because it's supposed to be marshmallow chicks. Somebody goes, maybe the ch was supposed to be a d, and it's a printing error. That's from
Marshmallow
Allie,
dicks.
Yeah. No, yes. Marshmallow dicks.
That's a huge fuck up. I mean, I know they sell a million products and make everything their own, and, you know, I a million percent get it.
I don't even know. Do we have... Oh, we do.
Yeah, there's one
now.
Near me. There's one near me, and I've been in there
a
couple
near
times.
Total Wine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, I know.
Did you go before or after you went into Total Wine?
Before, so I can have some snacks while I spend my time in Total Wine.
You could chomp on some dicks, some marshmallow dicks while you're buying your wine.
I'll chomp on my dick.
My dick.
Yes!
I can't believe this is our 14th episode, so typically we go longer. During our seasons, but we had to cut it a little bit short.
We did.
There's just so much going on.
And life is catching up with us. You know what? Yeah. We're human.
It's okay.
And mothers
and workers.
And we're workers, okay?
Oh my God. I found an article about why the R and the bot, like what the origins of the Boston accent. And I started reading it and I was like, this could be good for the podcast. And I was like, nah.
Unless
really
we read
care.
The article.
I didn't fucking read the
I don't Boston accent.
Care.
I don't fucking care.
It's as arbitrary as a bunch of fucking camels.
Let's go have camels and coffee.
Where's Skyla? So, I watched another old movie, like old meaning in the 90s, from the 90s, because Hulu puts all that shit
out
there.
And
sometimes
yeah.
you just need something mindless. So,
I watched
Pretty Woman.
Oh my God.
And I have some observations.
Uh-oh. Did you say
okay.
big mistake? Huge.
Huge. I have some observations. So first of all, okay, she talked about how her mom used to lock her in the attic. Did you ever pick up on that?
No. Was that Kit or was that Julia Roberts' character?
No, it was Julia Roberts. She's like, when he talks about what she, you know, asks her what she wants at the end, like she wants the fairy tale. Well, my mom used to lock me in the attic.
Really?
With my brother. And then we had to have sex.
And then we had to have sex flowers
in the
attic.
And then we had a baby. And then there were like powdered sugar cookies.
Oh.
Which made me, every time I see powdered sugar cookies,
what
now
are those,
I'm like,
Pizzalis or something?
Are, I don't even know.
Oh.
That's, didn't she give them?
She
laced them with
mother.
Arsenic. Here, mother. Anyway,
that's
her mother
a fucked
used to
movie.
Lock her in the attic. Okay. The other one is, what she was wearing, the blue skirt with the crop top is basically what they're wearing now.
Yeah, except they'd be blue leggings. Like high rise, showing your midriff.
True.
Right?
Or like a mini skirt. But yeah, that's what they're wearing.
Oh my
wearing
God, the
now.
High rise. Oh, I took Molly into Urban Outfitters the other day. And first of all, I wanted half the shit in there again. Like,
good
I can't.
For you.
Oh my God, I you, bought her a stupid expensive sweatshirt for
it's
$60.
So expensive. Urban Outfitters is really expensive.
It's always been expensive. Yeah. But I remember, like, you, but their sale stuff used to be awesome. And now you walk in, I'm like, holy shit. It's for all the kids that want to look like bums but have a pile
they
of money.
They want to look like Julia Roberts. And
they do in Pretty Woman.
Okay, here's the other thing. They fucking have sex on the piano in the ballroom. Okay, so here's... So there are a bunch of guys, you know, just
hey, can
at
we
the
have the
end
room?
Of the night. And he goes, can we have the room? Yeah. And they're like, they're going to fuck.
Wait, I think he went down on her
and
right on the piano.
He went down on her on the piano.
I mean,
and
then
he
like, some sort of spot.
The tinkling of the piano keys. Was
and she's
it,
like,
tinkling?
Ding, ding, ding. It's like she won the lottery.
I wish I. Oh, but like, is that allowed at the Reach Bev Will? I
Liz,
don't know.
Reach. Bev, well,
$50, Grandpa, for $75, the wife can watch. I something about going back and watching a movie that reminds you of a certain
oh, yeah.
time in your
like
life,
like all the John Hughes movies.
Yeah, it. But don't yeah. you think about who you saw it with?
Yeah,
where you. I remember going to see Some Kind of Wonderful.
And the feel, but like it's all
in
the feels,
theater,
literally
all the feels, and I and I saw it with a boy that I had a crush on. And I was like, oh, I
was just there some finger banging?
No, there was no finger banging because it was not requited yet. But no, before anything ever happened with him, we saw that Aww. Movie and we were just friends. And I felt like Mary Stuart Masterson.
So like when you think about that movie and you watch it, do you go back there emotionally, like mentally?
Yeah, like you should consider whether or not you can deliver a kiss that kills.
You love that movie.
I love.
Oh my God.
How many times did you rewind that kissing
oh,
scene?
Oh, so good.
Oh,
that
was such a good.
That was like a good.
That was one of the best
yep, on
kissing.
Screen. I agree.
But aren't there like some, because it's supposed to be fake kisses.
Oh my God, I know.
In the movies,
just,
but sometimes
but how do they
not.
How do they not fake? Like, how do you fake a kiss? Is it just like you're like,
sometimes wah, wah. You know what it's annoying is sometimes when it's not supposed to be a real kiss, like, you know, they choreograph it, but it looks, you can tell the arm goes up and it covers
and it covers
fake,
enough
and it's like, come on,
it's like,
don't insult me,
right?
Give me a good kiss.
We're not
it's
Penn
not
Badgley.
Over
it's not still over
isn't over.
But like Penn Badgley was like, I don't want to have to like have sex scenes
because
I'm
sex
married
because I'm married
because I'm a
I
captain now. It's for the craft.
Listen, he's just going down on me because
and we don't need the prosthetic. Fuck that shit.
Listen, just
the pussy prosthetic,
just go bare ass, whatever. What's that? Oh my God. What was he? Raw dog.
It's shrinking.
Okay. John won't care. You can raw dog John Hamm.
Oh my God. So, and shrinking. They're like, stop saying raw dog. Do you know what that means? Safe dick.
It's such a good
that
show.
Is a great
but
show.
Did you see the finale?
Oh, it yeah. Was so good.
It was a boop. It was so good.
Boop.
Okay. Do you know what expression I just heard?
What?
Spitters are quitters.
Didn't you come up with that at your Passover dinner?
I can't get into too much detail about this. No, there was a Passover word search and circled the word swallow and then wrote don't. And then somebody else may have said spitters are quitters.
Spitters are quitters. I'm a massive quitter then because fuck that. Oh my God. I got in trouble at my Seder. Did I tell you this?
For drinking too much?
Yes.
Yes. You told me you were drunk.
So no, my friend came over and I was like making the things I needed to make for the Seder on Wednesday night. And I was like in the moment with her and I just had a vodka soda and then she went to have another one. It's 4:30. Okay. And
you're pre-gaming before Seder.
Oh my God.
It was,
I mean, I had to, right? To make it more interesting. So then I had another one and we pick up our kids and we go to my brother's and he's like, Deb, what's going on? I'm like, I might have had a few vodkas. He's like, have another one. I'm like, will you have one with me? He's like, sure. So then fast forward, I'm sitting next to my mom at the fucking Seder. I'm 45 years old. And she's like, I said something. She's like, you are loud and you are drunk. And like through those teeth, like, yes. You know what I'm saying? And I seriously felt like, other than the drinking piece, I felt like I was like 8 years old at the Seder again. Like, shut up. I ate the egg off the Seder plate.
I wish that I got that on video, because if there was a TV show or movie about you and me, I think that would be one of the scenes where you just you're like, oh, look over there, everyone, it's Elijah, and then you steal the egg off the Seder fleet. Elijah's coming in the door.
And that actually might have been when my mom was like, you're drunk. Like, seriously, didn't open her mouth, side eye, side tooth, like her side mouth.
Oh my God. Debbie got in trouble.
I totally got in trouble. Debbie. It was so funny because then, like, my niece, who's in her 30s and her, like, super fun husband, like, no one cared. It wasn't like a serious Seder. I wasn't, like, so disruptive. They were loud, too. Because then the other thing that came up was that Amanda gets this, like, fancy matzah from some place in the South End, and it was made in California, and they have to put things may cause cancer or death. Like,
I know.
The label literally said something about, like, the carcinogens in the motherfucking matzah.
It's crazy. When you buy, there is some shit that you buy that's from California, it may cause cancer or death in the state of California.
Oh, my God. We literally, I'm looking for that's what it says.
Yeah,
and it was like,
it's crazy.
It's unnerving. Oh, look, there's me with the boils on my face.
Debbie sends me a picture of her wearing a little mask with boils on it. If you don't know what we're talking about, there were some plagues involved.
There were some plagues. Oh, Chris said we have cancer matzah. So it literally said, first of all, and here's the funniest part about it. So she didn't read the box. It says not to be used as a replacement for traditional Passover matzah.
This is made with flour.
It was not kosher. Consuming this product can expose you to chemicals, including arcanolamide, I have no idea, which are known in the state of California to cause cancer. For more information, please go to.
Oh my God.
Right?
That's fucked up. Hold on.
Carrie's like, I'm going to correct the word that you.
I love that it says not to be used as a replacement for traditional.
Can I tell you?
Passover matzah.
It was fucking delicious.
Oh my God.
It was legit delicious.
Acrylamide.
Here, like, did you chunky monkey? Like, acrylamide.
Yeah, acrylamide.
Right, yeah.
What the fuck? Right. How many chemicals are in California?
I don't know.
There are so many products that you can buy in California that are...
It was distributed, imported by in New Jersey and distributed in Canada. And I'm just like, are you actually fucking kidding me? I'm like...
Oh, Debbie. Okay, wait. So there was another thing that you said about colonoscopies. I was talking to somebody about they were getting a colonoscopy and she was like, yeah, I'm taking the pills.
Oh, I'm getting the pills.
What?
Oh, my. Chris did the pills too. You don't have to drink the stuff. I will. No, fuck that.
That's the worst
part of it.
Part of it.
Other than peeing out your butt. But like.
Well, I know, but I don't even care about that. I can't keep the drink down. Mm. I fucking throw it up.
No, well, maybe in your new water bottle you wouldn't.
Yeah.
But no,
come
to mama.
Hey,
that's
a very skinny straw for, you know.
For what, Carrie? Okay. I'm gonna need you to spell it out.
No, okay, tell me about the pills.
No, I have to have one. I'm 45 and I, like, went to the doctor and all that. And he's like, oh, it's that time. I'm like, awesome.
Show me your ass, Debbie.
Show me your ass. Watch, they're going to have to be like, to lift one of my butt cheeks.
Oh,
like,
stop. No.
Do you think there's somebody there who holds
you? On your side.
No, I know, but like, so like. But don't they have to rip open
I'm
your crack
sure
a little
do.
Bit?
I don't
rip open.
Know. I don't want to know. I don't.
I'm sure there's a YouTube video
oh
for
God.
That, which
she's
I don't want to see.
Hey, she's got a great ass.
Look at that ass.
Look
that's
at that
heavy.
Ass. I just want to smack it.
That's a heavy ass. Yes.
Yes. Oh, she didn't clean herself.
She didn't clean her ass.
Oh my God. Okay, wait. So when are you having this?
I don't know. I gotta follow up. I sent over the referral.
Do
referrals.
You want me to take you there?
No, Chris can do it. Although he's probably like, I'm so done with you and your shit. You had a few babies.
Literally.
You've had
Cold brown.
You fucking hysterectomy. You're fucking hernia.
You're
I'm done being
you're
in the hospital with you. You're a lemon.
I had to drop when John had his... During the pandemic, I just dropped him off and bye.
I did that with Chris. I picked him up. Well, I went and got sushi, remember? I told you
Well,
that.
That's when I had my hernia surgery. John had to just drop
me
off.
I remember.
And I was like,
we were texting.
Lying in the hospital bed.
Oh, by myself.
But you know what? The thing about the everyone says the worst part. So
the prep.
You can take fucking pills.
Yes.
I mean, Chris, it's like having a stomach virus.
No, and Chris,
and you know you're not sick.
Yeah, you're not sick. You have it, and you're like, oh, this isn't that bad. That is, yeah. That's what, like, Chris is like, oh dear God.
Oh dear
right?
God.
Yeah. So I will, you know, I will do it, and I will share about it.
You know what we should do?
You've had one, right?
I've had two.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I have to get them every 5 years
older than me,
because family history.
Same.
But here's the thing. Okay, we should go to a hotel.
Shit our brains out. There needs to be a double toilet carry.
Two toilets, not that face each other. But there are bathrooms that have toilets facing each other.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Like totally a fucking kumbaya and hold hands?
Oh my God,
we'll
be like, it's happening.
It's happening. I won't we'll be wearing like shop. A Vera Wang
okay,
dress.
Okay, but we could totally, we'll get a hotel, or we get adjoining hotel rooms.
You know what, TLC, Eric, oh this is our new show. Couples.
Colonoscopy Queens. With a Z.
Yes, queen.
Instead of a queens Z. With an S, it's a queens with a Z.
Thanks for explaining the joke. I got it.
Debbie, we get adjoining hotel rooms.
Oh my God.
We hang out. And then when one has to go, you go use your own bathroom. Yeah. And then we Uber.
Yeah.
We should
to the doctor.
Who's Uber driving to the home? Doctor. Fucking our husbands are picking us up.
Our husbands are going to go eat some bagels.
Oh my God, we should totally.
Donuts. Yep.
We go right to the donut stand.
Right to the donut stand. Because there's all those donut stands.
Do it. I think that we should do that.
Okay.
Seriously.
Are you serious?
I'm
all right. To be continued, guys. When I'm due for mine in like June.
Oh, I'm due for mine in like January of next year.
All right. Well, maybe the.
Okay, but the bottom line is literally
colonoscopy.
Get
queens.
Your colonoscopy,
yes,
and stay tuned for a new show on TLC called Colonoscopy Queens
or Couples Colonoscopy.
It'll be like,
because it could be like,
oh my God, be like Couples Retreat,
right?
But Couples,
you get your colons cleaned.
Oh, it's like, what is that, Paradise
people
Island or whatever?
That.
People would watch it.
People would watch,
I mean,
it.
If they watch a show, they would want to listen
to like the, like,
no, because what they'll do is they'll mask that sound and it'll sound like birds chirping and like, you know, fucking.
You got to get a good production company.
I'm dick.
Oh, it won't sound like that.
My hand just hit it. It'll be like this.
Seriously?
What
the actual fuck?
No, I'm looking for the wah. No, but it'll sound like birds chirping, and so it'll be
Carrie,
very pleasant.
I gotta go again. Tweet, 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 tweet.
Couple, oh my God, couples colonoscopy.
Carlos,
who
Eric,
can go the most, the fastest,
or who can hold it?
It's like hot wings.
You're both sitting on the toilet, squeezing whoever, always the other one, $5.
Whoever lets one go first. This is so nasty.
It's so gross.
But it'll bring the couples together.
Oh, totally.
It's like couples therapy.
If you can't fart together.
If you can't fart together. You can't.
I don't care.
Okay, but I will also say, get
what?
Your colonoscopy,
yes.
Because it's very important. And if you want, you should listen to our, or if you don't want, listen to our podcast.
Oh, we do a lot of fatting noises.
Well, it'll make you laugh.
Well, you're peeing out your butthole.
Your butthole.
Your butthole.
Was that British?
I don't know. It was like a mix of Boston British. It was like when we first came over.
Your butthole.
Your butthole.
And you have a spot of tea.
And you have a spot of tea, but it has to be clear.
Oh my God. That's like one of the worst fears is you get there after all the shit that you
and
went
like,
through
sorry.
The before. They're like, sorry, but still brown.
You had creamer in your coffee and it shows. Should we wrap this motherfucker
we
up?
We can tell you had a donut this
We can tell. You done and fucked it up.
What were you talking about funerals, though?
So I had this epiphany last night.
Totally having nothing to do with anything.
The funerals?
Except for this
no, I made
on.
A note. I made a note because, like, you know, we've got parties for people's weddings and baby showers. And the only time, I mean, like, yeah, you have your birthday parties, but do people, like, what if we had funeral parties? Like, made it a thing, but you didn't have to die. Like
it's what a birthday party.
Right. But what would, no, but people don't get up and speak. Like
they
people,
should. They're right, assholes. But that's what I mean.
Like what would they say? Like, Carrie, I fucking love you. You're my best friend. I love like those little cute things that you do that make me giggle. You know what I mean? Like when I come to your house and you want to feed me the whole fucking world, like all those things that you would say. When you're like, if I didn't have this person in my life that I would miss.
Yeah.
But why do we have to be dead before people see
it? Maybe it shouldn't be called a funeral party. Maybe it should just be called like a fucking roast or toast or something.
No, but it's not a roast. It would be like all the nice things.
I would
things.
Totally roast you.
Well, you can roast because it would what, be Teddy? Funny. You're no, fat.
Okay, fucking, God forbid, Kanahari, I spit in your face. God forbid I had to speak at your funeral.
Yeah, what would you say?
I would totally roast you. I would totally roast you.
She'd be like, you know what? This bitch would want any of y'all to be sad.
Would wants you to laugh and have lots of Negronis.
You know, yes. And we'd pass out Negronis. And then you would get up in front and go, what's up, motherfuckers? Right? To the funeral full of people.
I promise you. Let me think of what the eulogy would say.
Right?
Okay, here's what I would say. Are you ready?
Do it.
What's up, motherfucker?
You're really bad at that.
I've been crying because you're dead. I would totally do it in a Boston accent.
Listen, I'm here to give the eulogy.
This is your funeral. Let me talk.
It's your funeral.
You can't fucking talk. It's your funeral. I talk. You shut the fuck
up. I'm dead.
Okay, you're dead. Debbie was my best friend. And welcome to the I'm Sorry podcast.
If you didn't listen, you should.
I'm Carrie Tabaski and Debbie is dead. Debbie had so much to offer. And she fought it a lot. She loved my espresso brownies. Oh, we used to have quinoa. My poop soup. We used to have lots of quinoa together.
Yeah. Oh, I loved our quinoa.
And lots of cocktails.
Yes.
She made fun of my bunions and made fun of my shoes.
Your rock pots.
My rock pots, which I didn't have. They were
like,
Brooks.
They looked like flip-up shoes.
Debbie, some of my fondest memories of Debbie and our podcast was she lifted up her shirt in an episode with Corey Rodriguez. Let's see, what else? Jay Moore told her she had blouse puppies.
It's nice, all about my tits.
Nice blouse puppies.
Nice blouse puppies.
And something that we can all remember her by is that she can't give a fucking blowjob to save a life. But we all loved her anyway, and we will miss her presence.
And go listen and review.
Review.
Here's a hopeless plug. Shameless plug.
Share it, because this is probably the last episode.
Now it's memorializing.
Yeah, okay. What would you say at mine?
I would get up, and first of all, I'd be like, welcome.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'd be like, Debbie has departed us. Okay, good.
She has departed. I'd be like, welcome to Carrie Tabaski's motherfucking funeral, bitches. And I'd be like, Carol, I'm not sorry. That's her mom.
Yeah.
I'm not sorry. Okay. I'd be like, Carrie made the best poop soup I've ever had. It had broccoli and cauliflower. And then we would put a little ricotta on it. It was so good. A little ricotta. And she always tried to feed me and make me feel at home. She was a little type A and micromanaging.
Control freak.
A little bit of a control freak, but I loved her. And then, see, opposites attract. And what am I going to do without my opposite?
I don't know. You're not going to find another opposite
I'm never
with this
gonna
chemistry.
Find, no, not this kind of chemistry.
No, not at all.
Not at all. Jesus. I would be like, I'm going to miss slapping your thong tush. And pinching your padded bra.
Pinching my nipples and my padded
your
bra.
Your nips and your padded bra. Drinking too much coffee. And I'm going to be like, here's a nip of fucking tequila on your way out. Cheers, Carrie.
And don't let the door hit your ass on the way to heaven.
And listen, subscribe.
Wait, heaven?
Nah. We're Jews, man.
No, we're Jews.
We don't believe in any of that.
Heaven.
Where do we
Yeah,
go?
Whatever. Wherever you're going, don't let the door hit your
Wherever
ass on the way.
Wherever you go.
Whatever you do.
All right. I think we should wrap this up. Let's end on a high note. Funerals.
I know, right? Listen, people. We've done.
There's what too much episode pepper is and my pepper cash.
But I will be proud to partake in
and your pecan pie.
Okay. How many episodes have we done? Like 80-something? 80-something?
I actually think we did hit 90.
Like 90-something? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I would say that the episodes keep getting better.
Yeah, totally.
As it goes along. So
we hope you
probably don't listen to the first season. It's fine.
Well, it's like Parks and Recreation. You could do without that whole first season.
We could do without the entire first season.
Yep.
It's fine. It's fine. It was COVID, but it was over Zoom.
It's hard to have chemistry over Zoom.
We were podcast virgins.
Yeah, we were. Well, I wasn't.
Oh, right. Okay. We weren't. No.
One
I
of
take
us
it
was.
Back. Debbie was more experienced and she showed me how to do it. but it got better.
So please,
go back and listen. There are so many good laughs and memories.
We still want to empower women.
Yeah,
this season, we actually did talk a lot about some issues that affect women and our lives and our rights. And so we are, you know, trying to show that we're a little bit deeper than just the fats.
Go deeper, Debbie.
And the wetness and the baby soft.
Nasty. Nasty. But go back and listen.
Yes,
we
please.
Will be back.
Yes, this we're not sure when. We got to figure it out on a calendar.
We're going out with a bang. We're hoping to be back this summer.
Yes.
The summer.
Summer. Fuck
it's
me.
Fuck. It's only
fuck,
two
it's
fucking
Easter.
Months away.
Fuck, it's Easter.
Fuck, it's Passover, too.
Ugh.
I had some really good flatbread the other night.
You cheetah. Carrie, cheated on Passover.
I cheated on Passover. I'm still a good person.
To
I don't keep Passover.
Her own.
But I don't even eat that much bread anyway.
I was just going to say, like, what are you, you're eating fucking Mary's crackers and that's about.
The gluten-free and the made of seeds. All right. On that note,
motherfuckers. Oh, wait, you can find us.
I'll do it. You did the fucking intro.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let's not fight.
Hold on.
Oh, my gosh. She's going to drink out of her jug.
This thing weighs a ton. You can find us at notsorrypodcast.com.
I'm not sorry.
I'm not sorry. Podcast on Instagram. Not sorry podcast on Facebook.
Fuck Twitter.
I'm not fucking fuck Twitter. At I'm not sorry podcast on TikTok. If it's not banned by the time we come back, our goal is to do
actually
that.
Use it.
Don't forget to subscribe, follow, give us 5. Thank you for your ratings and reviews.
Yes.
And please share.
Yeah.
And hopefully we're going to get some really good guests for next season.
Yes.
We tried to get John Hamm, but it didn't work out.
We still are hopeful.
Listen, reach for the stars because they don't have arms that can reach for you.
Did you make that up?
No, somebody said
it. Really sad and pathetic.
It is, but you know what? You got to just keep going.
Just keep swimming, motherfuckers.
Keep swimming, motherfuckers.
Seriously? What the actual fuck?
No, wait.
My dick.
Also,
I'm going to get it all up in your vag.
And when you come back, Debbie, you have to tell us about your pelvic floor massage.
I would, but there's an 8 to 10 month wait list.
Fuck
yeah, for
that.
Real.
So we'll be in season.
I'm doing Kegels right
we'll
now.
We'll be in season 7.
Yes.
All right.
All right, fuckers.
Thank you.
Bye.
That's it?
Wah, wah, wah.
You should do one for every episode. And happy Rosh Hashanah. Goodbye.
Bye.
Move with the vigor. Shake it up, stop when the clock hits 13. You've been working, but you're flirting with the weekend. You can freak out. One in a million. You're a gem shine when the light grows dim. Sing one. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it. Cause no one can do it like we do it, like we do it, like we do it.